Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting second, the second baseman, Ted Martinez. Batting third, the left fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Jim Beauchamp. Batting seventh, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third, the center fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting fourth, the catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Joe Haig. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ross Grimsley. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Haig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose takes first base on ball four. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Rose moves to second. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Rose moves to third. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rose scores. Tolan moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tolan. Dyer reaches second base with a double. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley bunts towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. Concepcion moves to second. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Dyer and he is out, Harrelson applying the tag. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolan hits a line drive towards third. Fregosi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 0-for-1 in the game. Beauchamp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fregosi moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Higg. Dyer reaches second base with a double. Fregosi scores. Beauchamp moves to third. It's Mets, 1, Reds, 1. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson is walked intentionally. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perez is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 0-for-1 in the game. Haig hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 0-for-0 in the game. Grimsley bunts, foul, for a double play. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner pinch hits for Rusty Staub. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a pop-up into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beauchamp hits a pop-up into right field. Haig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Dyer hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. John Milner now playing left field. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolan strikes out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-2 in the game. Bench strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaver hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 0-for-2 in the game. Haig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Geronimo pinch runs for Joe Haig. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-2 in the game. Menke hits a pop-up towards third. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Concepcion takes first base on ball 4. Geronimo moves to second. Ted Ulander pinch hits for Ross Grimsley. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Pedro Bourbon now pitching. Cesar Geronimo now playing right field. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Wayne Garrett now playing third base. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-3 in the game. Tolan hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-3 in the game. Bench strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Dyer is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a pop-up into right field. Aji settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae pinch hits for Cesar Geronimo. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 3 in the game. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.